This is Passport to Texas. It's safe to say most Texans can name at least three state parks, but ask those same Texans to name three wildlife management areas, and they'll be stumped. So I asked WMA Facilities Coordinator Dennis Gissel to tell us.
Wildlife management areas were established in Texas as far back as 1946 for the purpose of conducting research into wildlife and habitat management, demonstrations to private landowners, education for students and other wildlife professionals, and then public recreation when that's compatible with the other three.
The Sierra Diablo WMA in Far West Texas was the first in the state, established by the state legislature to manage and preserve bighorn sheep. We've added dozens more WMAs since then.
We have 49 wildlife management areas that cover about 770,000 acres in Texas now.
The WMAs are required to represent the habitat in each of the 10 major ecological regions of the state.
And so far, we have all of those regions covered except one, and that would be the Cross Timbers and Prairies in north central Texas. We've been working for years to try to find an appropriate piece of property and a willing seller in north central Texas, and we've come close several times, but hopefully it won't be far off.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is celebrating 75 years of funding diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.